Striking members of a baker's union are still picketing a plant in Seattle that makes Hostess Twinkies and Ho-Hos. That's despite the fact the plant is now shut down for good. Hostess Brands closed three plants around the country this week, saying the strike by baker's union members had made operations there impossible. KUOW's Deborah Wong has more.
48-year-old Shella Robbins paced in the rain outside the tightly locked facility in South Lake Union. She wore a warm winter coat and a white sign that read, Baker's Union on Strike.
Yeah, I feel so shocked. You know, I feel left out.
Robbins was a foreman in the cake shop, and she had worked at the plant for 24 years. Even though she has another job to go to, she says she worries about her colleagues who are now unemployed.
My heart's crying out for everybody, okay? And I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do.
The union, which is officially called the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers Union, went on strike against the company last week over pay and benefits. Company officials had warned the union that if they went on strike, plant closures would follow. Hostess has been in serious financial difficulties. It filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy earlier this year. Lance Inyon is a spokesman for the company.
Not something that we wanted to do at all. It's a loss of a lot of jobs, but we were left with no choice. We don't have the financial wherewithal to fund a company that is being hampered by strikes.
Inyon says if the strike is not settled in the next few days, the company could be forced to shut down entirely. Hostess operates 35 plants around the country with a total workforce of more than 18,000 people. The union did not return calls for comment, but a statement on its website says the plant closures are not the union's fault. The statement says the company has been planning plant closures for months and is now using the strike as an excuse. The Seattle facility is more than a century old, and it's a fixture in the South Lake Union neighborhood. At an auto body shop across the street, Vanessa Keo-Presert says she'll miss the smell of the bakery in the mornings.
It's just like fresh baked cake. It smells so good.
She says it permeates the neighborhood, and you can smell it blocks away. Moses Al-Tamimi remembers when he was a kid, the workers there used to give out treats.
It was just like we could go over there on lunch breaks and stuff, or at least the workers would, you know, and they would just have stuff laying around. You know, they'd give it to us or get little boxes of Twinkies and things.
But perhaps in a sign of the times, neither one of them actually eats Twinkies, ding-dongs, or ho-hos. The company says it will now look for a buyer for its Seattle facility. According to King County, the property is assessed at close to $8 million. The company says it wants to find a buyer that will continue to operate it as a bakery. But Hostess brand spokesman Lance Inyon admits that might not be possible. There is currently an overcapacity of bakery facilities in the U.S., he says. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.